Unit 5. Investment. Recording 26.
I'd like to talk about three basic investment options. First, you can buy shares. You then become a shareholder, that is, part owner of a company. When the company makes a profit, the shareholders get a share of that profit. This payment is called a dividend. The price of shares can go up or down, so there is no guarantee you can make a profit when you sell your shares. However, share prices can rise a lot, so you can make a lot of money. Bonds are another type of investment. When you buy a bond, you are lending your money to a company, or sometimes to a government. In return, they agree to pay you a fixed rate of interest on your money. In addition, you get your capital back on a certain date in the future. This is called the date when the bond matures. There is little risk here, but the returns are quite low. Finally, you can invest in a mutual fund. This is a collection of shares and bonds. You put your money together with money from other investors. It is sometimes called an open-end fund because new investors can join the fund at any time. You pay a financial professional, a fund manager, to handle your investment. The fund manager decides what shares and bonds to buy and sell. There isn't a predictable rate of return. Your earnings change from day to day.